Zelate. We are just returning from a wonderful parikrama around Vashana. We started at Manga and went on top of the hill towards Sriji Mandir and later joined the path which comes from the village. As we move with Kirtan through Vrindavan, we see that all the Brijbasis are very, very pleased, especially when the Kirtan is coming from the heart. Then we entered the wonderful devotional atmosphere of the Sriji Mandir, which is just filled with devotion. It's in this Sriji Mandir where the palace of King Brishabhanu is situated. Yes, in the nowadays temple which you visit at this time, you find a beautiful temple, but it's at the same place where Maharaj Brishabhanu had his palace. In that palace of King Brishabhanu, Radharani passed her childhood playing with her sakis. Wherever in the palace they played, Radha would always place a small deity of Krishna in the corner and decorate him with flowers. Radha and her sakis would often play at cooking food for Krishna. It was very nice that even when Radha was very small, she would offer food for the deity of Krishna. Once in Dwarasititi, when the gopis were all absorbed in their play, Durvasa Muni arrived at the palace. All the sakis ran away when they saw Durvasa Muni, but Radharani remained. Durvasa Muni was very pleased to see the incomparable beauty of Radharani. So he said, "My dear child, today you must feed me sweet rice prepared with your own hands." This is very, very difficult. Durvasa Muni is known as a saint of a highly irritable nature. And, whenever even a small mistake is done, Durvasa Muni flares up with a rage which is just so devastating. It's said that he is a partial incarnation of Shiva, but not Shiva in his peaceful mood when he's meditating. No, Shiva in his mood of a destroyer. So that's why the sakis ran away, but Radharani remained and heard the request. She should prepare sweet rice and offer them to Durvasa Muni. When Radharani heard the desire of Durvasa Muni, she immediately ran to her mother to collect the ingredients: nicely scented rice, milk, sugar, tejapata, raisin, elachi, camphor, and other things. Within a very short time, Radharani had prepared delicious sweet rice, which she served to Durvasa Muni. He found the smell very tempting, and when he tasted the inconceivable nectarian rice, he was convinced that Radharani was Golokeshwari Mahalakshmi. No one else could have made such a wondrous preparation that defeated the taste of nectar and caused him to experience ecstasy, even him, the dried out yogi. He cried in ecstasy eating their sweet rice. So, being very pleased with Srimati Radharani's service and out of affection for her, he said, "I'm offering you a boon that whatever your hands touch, whatever you prepare, will taste like nectar. whoever tastes this food cooked by you will have long life, strength, beauty and fame, all of which will increase day by day. Even today in the Sriji Mandir they offer this sweet rice cooked by Radharani to all the pilgrims. We had yesterday our sweet rice portion. So when Mother Yashoda learned of Durvasa Muni's boon upon Radharani, she requested Kirtita and later Jatila to bring Radharani to her house to cook for Sri Krishna, so he might acquire all these blessings by tasting the food cooked by the nectarian hands of Srimati Radharani. What is this blessing? Well, a long life, strength, beauty and fame. Mother Yashoda wanted that Krishna would have all these boons. Thus the boon was very beneficial for Radharani, as she was able to serve Krishna. And on the plea of Mother Yashoda, she would have so many chances to see and meet with Krishna. Now, of course, this was a problem to Jatila, the mother-in-law of Srimati Radharani. She didn't want at all that her daughter would go to the house of another and cook for him. But Poonamasi, of whom we have heard already yesterday or before yesterday, once met Jatila on the way. Poonamasi had just come from the Jamuna. And when she met Jatila, she said, Jatila, one thing. Your daughter-in-law is able to confer a great boon to your house. Your daughter-in-law can actually bring great wealth to you. Somehow, in the astrology which I have consulted, there is a clear indication that if she goes to the house of the king of Braj, Nanda Maharaj, and cooks for Krishna food, that the wealth of your cows will increase. You will have many, many, many cows. But if Radharani is not allowed to go to the house of the king of Braj, I see only abject poverty and misery in your house. So you better allow her. So from that day on, Mother Yashoda had the pleasure to get Radharani, to greet Radharani every day in her house and every morning. Radharani cooks for Krishna, and in the evening she sends him sweets which she has cooked. You can see how in Braj everything and everyone just conspires so that Radha and Krishna meet. Tomorrow we hear of another childhood pastimes of Srimati Radharani, if Krishna and Radharani are willing that we meet. Hare Krishna.